Scoring is QT TV. I'm not trying to sound down, but tomorrow is a very special day. December 5th, 2018. It's the day that the King of Thailand was born, and you know, I have a lot of memories about the guy. I mean, I've been very blessed and humbled and fortunate to be on his country's soil 7 times, almost 8. Seven or 8 times. And every time I go back deep down, especially towards the end of the vacation, I get a little emotional because, like, this man meant a lot to not only me, but to the country, man. I mean, it was a third world country in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. In my opinion, now it's not there, first world level. Like, everything is there, opportunity is there, stuff going on, but it's pretty dang close. And I really do believe what he laid and what his foundation was. And just, I was just listening to an article. He doesn't plan. He has no plan. He just does. That's exactly what we're trying to do here with all my projects. I'll plan when I need to, but I rarely do it. I just do. Action. Affirmative action. Always wins. And that's his message. And also known as King Robert IX. It's hard to talk about, man. I would need like a full day to talk about. I might do a couple episodes tomorrow. I don't know. I'm going to do a couple things for this because, you know, he's just somebody who's impacted my life, being part of Thai and seeing his work and seeing what he does. Usually, I would normally talk more about him on the death day, but I feel like his birthday is a good way to wrap it up and kind of understand his message. I mean, he was a great man. He was somebody, I'll always say this till, this is the day when I was born, when I knew about the guy when I was 9 years old. I always say, like, this is the most uncorrupt leader I've ever seen in my life. And you can come at me and say, like, oh, come on, that's that. No, he was uncorrupt. To the point where he was so uncorrupt, like, he had no bad bone in his body, to the point where when he had 70, 80 years old, he's still out there in the field, man. He's still out there in the field helping people in the rice farm. You know, that's stuff that you don't make up. You know, you don't make that stuff up. That's real. That's documented. And that's stuff that, until he had his health issues, he still was out there, man. You just don't walk into Time magazine and you get all these features. He didn't need all this. He just got that because people recognize his greatness. He's a world leader. And I think we need more people like him. And all the people he's inspired. Absolutely has inspired me. So, I don't know. Just long live the king, man. I can't say the words, but it's Prichai King. I think it's something like that. Or Prichari. It means long live the king. And it's been a while. But he's somebody I think we can take from, even though we don't know. Many of you, 95% of my audience probably doesn't even know who he is. I just call him the King of Thailand because he is the true king. There's no, the undisputed king of not only that country, but a world, I think. If we can bring him and talk about this man more, people are going to understand why certain things are done and why certain things don't need to be planned and why certain things are meant to be spoken in the good word. He just impacted me a lot. Like, he was a guy who just, he impacted me a lot. And God bless, you know, I mean, he just, God bless. I think this is somebody who, he'll be in my heart forever, and I have a picture of the guy in my house. Like, it doesn't get more dedicated. Him and the Queen. When the Queen, unfortunately, will pass one day, I'll do the same thing. Another person I respected a lot is the King and Queen. The monarchs of Thailand are, they're second to none, I believe, even though there's some controversy right now going on with the Prime Minister and whatnot, all that stuff back in the day. The King never had anything to do with that. He was helping the country the best he can. And he never really had a bad bone in his body, man. He was a humble figure. So that's my thoughts. I'll talk more about this tomorrow.